Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey guys, it's Ethel, and welcome back to your August Artist of the Month. You don't have to worry about VPN or firewalls, as on Japan Top 10, we are here to bring you one spyware you won't want to be rid of. It's your Artist of the Month, Spy Air. Japan Top 10. So everyone, today I have a very special guest on the episode. I have Haru. She will be my co-host for today. You've probably heard of her in a previous episode that she's done last month on the J-Top 10 Countdowns, where she co-hosted with Kirby, another host on J-Top 10.
Hi everyone, I'm Haru. 皆さんこんにちは、Haru です。
Welcome Haru to the Artist of the Month show. I believe she's also actually solo hosted a previous episode back in June. For which artist was it, Haru?
I did Maria Takeuchi.
So Haru, shall you take this away?
Spyear formed in Aichi in 2005, inspired by bands like Korn and Linkin Park, consisting of members Hidefumi Ikeda as a vocalist, Yuji Nakai plays the guitar and does programming, Kenji Momiyama plays the bass guitar and as a leader, Kenta Sasabe plays drums, and Enzel as a DJ. The name Spyear was decided in one shot by the members, coming from the word spyware. The band sold their older self-published releases at Street Lives in Nagoya, Aichi, before signing with indie label U Project in 2009, releasing singles Japanication and Kando Discord. Spyear then signed to major label Sony Music in 2010, releasing their major debut single Liar. In 2012, the same year, the band released their second album, Just Do It, and a collaboration single with Simo, Rock This Way. DJ Enzel announced he would be leaving the band after their Nippon Budokan concert, held on December 18th.
So the band is well known for songs featured in animes such as Gintama, Bleach, Haikyuu, and Gundam. Popular theme songs used in some of these anime series include the band's fourth major single, Samurai Heart, Some Like It Hot, which was used as the anime Gintama's 17th ending, that's a very long anime series, and My World, which was used as the second ending theme song for Mobile Suit Gundam H. They also have had many of their songs used in Japanese dramas or J-dramas such as Firestarter for the drama The Last Cop. Now, spreading their wings across the globe, Spy Air's third studio album, Million, was released on August 7, 2013 in Japan and released by JPU Records in Europe on September 23, 2013 as well. The band participated in festival Korea-Japan Super Rock Great Meeting in 2017, which was the first ever music festival to combine only Japanese and South Korean music acts, and their roster included Miyavi, Kodomo, and Dragon from Japan, as well as Korean bands EVE and FT Island. In 2018, Spy Air completed a world tour held in 23 cities around the world, including visiting Mexico for the first time with their Sala Puebla performance on October 7, 2018, further expanding their fan base. This year, the band celebrated their 15th anniversary and the 10th year since their major label debut. Spy Air held an unattended audience live called Spy Air Digital Live on July 18th, so it's just a couple weeks ago, to make up for the cancellation of the band's annual outdoor one-man live Just Like This. So this event was actually an online ticketed event that was held on a private channel called Airgate. So yeah, I can't believe Spy Air is now 15 years old or 10 years old in the major mainstream Japanese music industry. Before we continue with the rest of this episode, I have some announcements. For all of our listeners out there, our annual listener survey is out and it's our final month of hosting the survey. we would like to know your opinion of our podcast, and in return, we will award a random survey entrant a free $50 USD gift card to a retailer of their choice. For more details, visit our website at jtop10.jp. And please do so before the end of August, where we will select and announce the winner of this survey. We would definitely love to know your opinion of our podcast. So please do let us know how we've been doing, what you would like to hear from us, what you've liked hearing from us. We can't wait to read all of them. And we're going to kick off this episode. Take it away, Haru.
At the number 4, we have Rage of Dust from 2016. Rage of Dust was written by Momi Ken and composed by Yuji. It was used as the opening theme for the second season of Mobile Suit Gundam, Iron-Blooded Orphans, as known as Gundam IBO and G-Tekketsu. The anime follows a group of teen soldiers who establish their own security company after rebelling against adults who betrayed them on the Mars. The series deals with several real-life problems such as war, slavery, child soldiers, poverty, politics, and corruption. Rage of Dust was included on Spyair's fifth major album, Kingdom. The song was the band's 19th single. If you follow ever applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance.
Great! Thank you so much, Haru, for the announcement. And we're at our last three songs of this episode. Coming in at number three is their 2012 single, Wendy, It's You. So you've just heard Wendy, It's You, which was a song that was especially created for NHK's late night drama series, Koi Suru Hai Onna, also known as The Fly Woman in Love. That is a very weird title in English. It started in November 2012. A producer from NHK was deeply impressed by Spy Air's very powerful music and heated concerts that they requested them to provide the drama's overall theme song. The song was inspired by the drama which stars Mimura, a 30-something elementary school teacher played by Komori Emi, who felt stagnant in her life and anonymously rants on social media, taking solace from comments and replies. One day, Emi receives a message from a man called Yaegashi Shuji, played by Kake Toshio. "You are only a fly buzzing around a fan. Listen to me if you want to change your life." Giving her various missions, Emmy's life does begin to change. That sounds very mysterious. Before we continue with this episode, here are a couple more final announcements. Do you want to advertise on our podcast and market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Reach out to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find an advertising plan that will fit your company's needs.
At the number two, we have Genjo Distraction from 2013.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Genjo Destruction is Spy Air's 12th major single and a title track of their 2013 album. The song was used as the theme song for the movie, Gintama the Movie, the final chapter, Be Forever Yorozuya, marking the third time the band provided a theme for the anime. The film was directed by Yoichi Fujita, the director of the anime series, and based on story by Hideaki Sorachi, Gintama's original author. The time-traveling movie focuses on samurai Gintoki Sakata, voiceovered by Tomokazu Sugita, encountering other personas of people he met in Edo. Spire read the script of the movie and talked with Fujita to get ideas for the song. They learned the theme was going to be used in a fight scene and worked to compose a track that matched with the movie. The movie also used Tommy Heavenly Six's song, Pray, the anime's first opening theme. The song was included on Gintama 23-theme CD soundtrack that was released on July 3, 2013. Genjo Destruction became the band's best-selling single. Want to hear double or triple the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. See full details on our website at jtop10.jp/club.
Thank you so much, Haru, and that was the final announcement of this episode. And we are now at the final song on the show with their 2018 single, I Wanna Be. So I Wanna Be is the 22nd major single released by Spyair and was used as the opening theme song for the anime series Gintama Shirogane no Tamashii Hen, the beginning of the final arc, the Civil Soul arc, and the 64th and final arc in Gintama. My god, this anime series is really long. It is also the 10th anime season, which aired in 2018. I Wanna Be was the second opening theme song, with the second ending theme song being Hikari Shomeiron by Chico from Honeyworks. I Wanna Be is also the band's most streamed music track online. And you've just heard an entire Artist of the Month episode featuring Spy Air. If you're familiar with their music work, you'll really recognize that this is a very high energy kind of episode, because all of the songs that Spire creates are just very energetic, very powerful music with very interesting lyrics to take that energy and put it into a song. I don't know how to describe it, but Spire has great music to lift your spirits up, especially if you're feeling really sad or had a very crap day. So, yes. Haru, how do you feel about co-hosting this episode with me and learning more about Spire?
So, actually, I didn't know Spire because I don't usually watch anime. But are they popular in Japan?
They're quite popular in Japan, but
I've never heard their songs.
I think they're probably on the same ranks as like Man with a Mission. Spire is probably the same as like Super Beaver and quite a lot of like Japanese rock bands, because their style is a very Japanese rock band style. So they are popular, but maybe not to like to select people who like listening to Japanese rock music, because there's so many kinds of music in Japan. It's quite hard to say. They are definitely popular because they are in a mainstream label and they are technically a mainstream band. So yes, I would say they are popular, maybe to the people who follow their work. And as you said, like if you watch a lot of anime, so I watch quite a lot of the animes that feature their music. So I really think that watching how their very powerful and high energy music style definitely fits into a lot of the animes that their songs are featured in. You have like a sports anime like Haikyuu. So they have very nice, energetic music that just works with the anime. Or like even with Gintama for the fight scenes, I think it just works completely easily with them. And I'm very glad that when Ike or when the band wants to create a piece of music, they work together with the producers or they learn more about where their song is going to be featured in before they create the song to make it fit with the theme of the show. So yeah, I personally haven't really been listening to their music in the last couple of years. I'm not sure why, I just sort of stopped listening to them. So I was really surprised in general when I was looking up this episode and just preparing for it that I actually have listened to quite a lot of the music, mainly because I'm still watching anime, which probably keeps me updated. So I was just pleasantly surprised because I haven't like listened to a full album from them in a very, very long time. And I really cannot believe that they've just celebrated their 15th anniversary. And I'm still very, very impressed to this day by Ike's unmistakable vocals. It's in every song that you hear, it's very, very powerful vocals. Honestly, I think he's one of the more powerful singers a lot of Japanese bands tend to have. So yeah. So any other comments you'd like to leave us with, Haru, about like what do you think of their music style? It's not, is it something that you listen to?
Not really. I think Spire is kind of rock, J-rock band.
Mm-hmm.
Personally,
yeah.
I don't listen to rock. I prefer more like J-pop.
Okay. J-pop. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Well, anyway, I hope you had a very good experience getting out of your comfort zone to listen to a band that's not usually up your music genre alley. Yeah. Now you know a new band to add to your roster of Japanese musicians that you know. Okay, so let's wrap up this episode. Thank you so much, Haru, for co-hosting with me today. And I hope to maybe co-host in future again with her on another future episode. I'm not sure, but that will be in September. Okay, coming up in J Top 10 will be another collaborative episode hosted by Kirby and Anna, who are back together to bring you a brand new J Top 10 countdown for the month of August. And you'll hear from them in a little less than a week from now. Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to our August Artist of the Month featuring Spy Air. This is Ethel signing out, and
I'm Haru.
Okay, see you next time. Bye.
Sayonara. Japan Top 10.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.